As someone who knows all 6'4" of my dad's ex, and or as we've long joked in the family, 6'6" if you count the hair, I'm here to share some secrets. Over the years, I've come to know him in many ways. Through silly moments when he laughs with his head thrown back and his shoulders rocking. Through sad moments, such as when my grandmother lay dying. And also through warm moments, when he enveloped me in that dad hug that overwhelmed me with a feeling of safety. I was reminded of this one fall day 2 years ago. My grandmother was ailing, no longer able to leave her bed. She loved the autumn, and my father wanted to find a way to bring foliage to her. Together, we devised a plan that involved copper wire, collected leaves, and a little imagination. I watched my 6'4" father hunch over a tiny 8-inch copper tree. And I watched the wire into a trunk, teasing out the branches, and finally weaving the foliage into a rounded treetop. And I noticed the gleam in my grandmother's eye as her son brought her a little bit of autumn to her bedside. We are in a season of great possibility and great hope. And for me, that possibility now sits on a tree in my father's desk. The leaves are a little worn, but the message is still strong. It is one of promise and hope, of a willing ear and unconditional love, of unwavering respect, and the most important quality, which makes all else possible, and I assure all of you, is in my father's gut. Integrity. One July day when Vanessa and I were kids. It's a silly story, but it's true, and it's one of my favorite memories about my father. We were standing on a dock, waiting for a boat to take us on a summer trip. Vanessa, the scientist, had packed all of her animals, including her favorite hamster. Our overzealous golden retriever got tangled in his leash and knocked the hamster cage off the dock. We watched as Licorice, the unlucky hamster as he became termed, bubbled down into a watery doom. Now, that might have been the end of the story, a mock funeral at sea and some tears for a hamster lost. But my dad jumped in, grabbed an oar, fished the cage from the water, hunched over the soggy hamster, and began to administer CPR. Still to this day, there are some reports of mouth-to-mouth, but I admit it's probably a trick of memory. The hamster was never quite right after that, but he lived. Now, like I said, it may sound silly, and we still laugh about it today, but it was serious to us, and that's what mattered to my father. My sister and I had to sneak upstairs when we were kids and read his letters from Vietnam. Who knew a 23-year-old could have seen so much so young? To every little girl, her father is a hero. And it's taken some getting used to that my father actually is one. That my father actually is one. That my father actually is one. That my father actually is one.